Automobile to single-handedly demasculinize the U.S. of A. 9th of February, 2007. This is Gustav reporting for UNnews. Leningrad, California. Once again, Europe is in cahoots with San Francisco to make America less manly. This time, the sinister weapon they have chosen is a two-person vehicle. In a sinister use of sinister leftist wordplay, it has been named the Ford 2, or Ford Trois. Ford 2? This disgustingly practical city car gets about 40 miles per gallon of fuel, which in its native homeland is something more like 264.1 kilos per 12 degrees Celsius, or in layman's terms, light enough for a smelly Frenchman to roll over and torch. Also, its fuel is soybeans instead of oil and huff-ed kittens. Real Americans are appalled by this recent attack on traditional values, namely the freedom to drive vehicles that put hair on a man's chest by means of carbon dioxide emissions alone. As one faceless but well-groomed oil company executive put it, quote, America will only benefit from continued purchase of gasoline in absurd quantities, and our prices will improve the economy via the trickle-down effect, end quote. Clearly, the economic wisdom of this statement just doesn't appeal to the Europeans and their political minions in America. Cunningly crafted to appeal to the many American men who have surrendered to the forces of reason at the expense of their masculinity, the Ford Trois has the driver's seat on the left, the way God intended, and an increased cabin and trunk size compared to previous versions. These minor changes do nothing to alleviate the fact that the Ford Two is a car for un-American wuss faces. President Bush was involved in his recent endeavor to read a book and was unavailable for a comment, but we're sure he would have said something profound and patriotic. This has been Gustav reporting for UNnews.